Well, a couple of weeks ago, we had a lesson on honesty in our families, and it was about lying and why people tell lies. And a lot of times that happens because of various fears of one kind or another, fear of discovery, fear of punishment, or fear of a retaliation. There is the fear of rejection. And a lot of times people will lie because of these things. And even in our own families, we'll lie to one another because of these things. And we talked about that. But this week, we're going to look at the flip side of the coin and ask the question, why tell the truth? So we looked at why people tell lies, but this morning we want to ask, why should we tell the truth? And that's what we're going to think about today. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another." Putting away lying, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbors. And then he tells us we're members of one another. What does he mean by that? Well, he means that we live together. We associate with one another. We are part of a greater whole of humanity. And human beings ought to treat one another well. In order to treat each other well, we've got to tell the truth to one another. Lying to one another is not treating each other well. It's not recognizing that we're all part of a greater whole, a greater purpose together that God has designed for us. No, telling the truth is. Now, telling the truth can be difficult sometimes because it involves sometimes we've got to say some things to our friends, our neighbors, or even to our own family members that may be difficult for them to hear. But telling the truth is always the right thing to do. And we need to think about the right time to tell the truth as well. Now, there's a right time to tell the truth and there's a wrong time to tell the truth. You can be right and still be wrong in the sense that you tell the truth in the wrong time and you just exaggerate the problem. That's not what we want. We want to tell the truth. And we want to tell the truth at the right time. And what that means is that we've got to have some wisdom about us when we tell the truth. But telling the truth is important. And telling the truth is going to advance our relationships with one another. Well, this morning we'd like to look at several reasons why we ought to tell the truth. And we want to begin with this. To be honest with our families, we must understand why we should tell the truth. And the first reason we should tell the truth is because of integrity. Integrity. Now, the word integrity is not used very much in our society today. It does not mean a lot to many people in this world anymore who get away with lying and cheating and stealing in a lot of ways. But the word, the basis of the word integrity is that it is something that holds together. Integrity. If, for example, you're working with a piece of metal or something and you're working on that metal, if it's all rusted and brittle, it does not have integrity. Why? Because it's going to fall apart. It's going to break. It's not going to hold together. But if you've got a nice piece of steel that is very well made and solid, and it's a good piece of material to work with, it has integrity. It's going to hold together, and it's not going to fall apart. Well, we want to have integrity. From a moral standpoint, we want to be a kind of people that has a basis upon which we can hold together. We're not going to fall apart. We're not going to be one way one moment and another way the other moment. Be wishy-washy, so to speak. But we're going to have integrity. You know, a lot of having integrity, to have integrity means that we've got to respect ourselves in the correct way. We've got to think highly of ourselves in the sense of holding ourselves to a high standard. All right? Now, we shouldn't think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, as the Apostle Paul tells us not to do in Romans chapter 13. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about holding ourselves to the standard of Jesus Christ. And if we will do that, we will have integrity. We've got to, if we're going to tell the truth to our families, we've got to have integrity. And that means that we've got to accept ourselves as God has made us to be in the image of His Son Jesus. How do we do that? Well, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 4 says this, "But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another." Now that verse is talking about integrity. That's what that verse is talking about. Examine your own work. You know, a lot of times what people want to do is look to the flaws of other people. Well, look at so-and-so over there and see what they're doing. And look at who's it over there and see what she's doing. And always pointing the finger at someone else and never pointing the finger back itself. Well, the Bible says the first person we ought to examine is self. Examine his own work. What's the work that's being talked about here? Our work for the Lord. Our work for righteousness. Our work for truth. That's the work we need to examine. And when we've looked at our own work, and we've examined our own work, and we've done our own work, then we will have rejoicing. Why? Because we will have integrity. I've examined myself. I've looked at myself. And I am glad of this work that I have done. Now think about that for a minute. If we're involved in a good work, and we know that it's a good work, and we're doing that good work, then we're going to be satisfied with ourselves in the sense that we've done that work and not in another. Rejoicing in ourselves and not in another. What does Paul mean by that? He means that when we have integrity and we do the right thing and we practice good things, then we're going to be happy about that. You know, if you've ever committed a sin, and everybody here has, then after you've done that sin, you probably look back on it and thought, you know, I really should not have done that. And you're upset with yourself. And you feel guilt for that. And now you've got to deal with your own conscience in that regard. And that's a problem. But when we do a good work, and we see that good work that we've done, our conscience will not look back on that and say, oh, you shouldn't have done that. The conscience will say, that was a good thing, and we will be happy about that. That's what Paul is talking about here in Galatians 6 and verse 4. Integrity. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5. And what Paul is saying there is that when we do good things, we're doing those good things because Christ Jesus lives within us. And He is the one who is guiding us and is responsible for the good things that we do. Integrity comes back to living for Jesus each and every day. Integrity means accepting ourselves in our relationship with Jesus Christ and working for Him. But then it also means taking ownership of one's life. And by the way, when Christ is in us, working in us, we're going to tell the truth, all right? Because we have integrity. But it also means taking ownership of one's life. That means we're going to be honest about ourselves, about what we have done that is right, and about what we have done that is wrong. You see, it's when we start denying the things that we have done that are wrong and say, oh, it wasn't, I didn't do that, or it wasn't wrong for me to do that, when it really was, and you know whether it is or whether it isn't. All right. You know. That's when we lose our integrity and we start falling apart. The Bible calls it a double-minded man who is unstable in all of his ways. No, let's not do that. Let's take ownership of our life. Look, we don't have anything to fear by taking ownership of our life, by recognizing the wrong things that we have done and confessing those wrong things. We don't have anything to fear for that. Why? Because Jesus Christ is on our side. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 8. You see, God is forgiving. And so confession is good for us. Confession brings integrity. But know this, that if we take ownership of our lives, we're not going to have anything to fear in the judgment day. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad." And if we have taken ownership of our life, then we're going to be able to stand before that judgment seat in confidence, knowing that Jesus is our Savior. Taking ownership of our life means that we're going to fear God and keep His commandment, for this is man's all. And it recognizes that every work will be brought into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Ecclesiastes 12 verses 13 and 14. Taking ownership of our life recognizes that. Recognizes that everything that I say, everything that I do, is going to be brought in judgment one day. And so if I deny it, If I try to make it a secret, if I don't want anybody to know about it, and I don't acknowledge it to God and to Christ and to those whom I've offended, it will be held against me, you see. It will be held against me. It's when I confess it and acknowledge it and repent of it that God forgives, and it will not be held against me. We tell the truth because we recognize we've got to take ownership of our life. We tell the truth to be responsible with our lives. Telling the truth is the act of a responsible individual, a person who knows that it is right to do right and that it is wrong to do wrong, and that he wants to do right and he tells the truth to do right because he has integrity. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 11 says, "That you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you." Leading a quiet life. Telling the truth will get you a quiet life. Telling the truth will help you to mind your own business. Telling the truth will help you to work with your own hands, because that's being responsible, you see. It's when we lie that we get into trouble, and we don't have a quiet life. We have a difficult life. We lie, and then we have to mind everybody else's business in order to get out of and to avoid the problems that we've created in our own business. Telling the truth enables us to do everything well. Colossians 3 and verse 23 says, "Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men." We tell the truth because we are people of integrity. We accept ourselves as we've been created new creatures in Christ. We take ownership of our life and we are responsible with our lives. And that means we tell the truth. But then secondly, we want to be honest with our families and tell the truth because love confronts. Love confronts. You say, sometimes people need to be confronted with the truth that they are denying because they don't have integrity and they're not being honest with themselves. And someone else can see that and they need to tell them the truth. Others need to hear the truth. Ephesians 4 and verse 15 says, "But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ. Now, God has this great overarching goal that everyone would be conformed to the image of Christ. That's what God wants. And for us to be conformed to the image of Christ, it means we've got to accept the truth. And we've got to grow up, mature in Christ. We mature by listening to the truth and by accepting the truth and not denying it. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 6. And that means that when it is necessary and when it is the proper time, that love will confront another person with the truth. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2. Listen to that verse again. If one is overtaken in trespass, what are we supposed to do? Restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness. How do we do that? We've got to go to them, and we've got to tell them the truth. Love confronts with the truth. It does it in a loving way. It does it in a right way, not in an evil way, not in a sinful way. But if we don't confront others with the truth, then we're not speaking the truth. If we're not speaking the truth, we're not doing what God wants us to do. Matthew chapter 18 and verses 15 through 17, there Jesus gave us the pattern for how to do this. He said, if your brother sins against you, go to your brother. If he hears you, you have received your brother. If he doesn't, take two or three witnesses with you, that every word may be established. If he hears you in that situation, then great. You've received your brother back to yourself. If he still doesn't hear you, tell it to the church. And if he doesn't hear the church, then Jesus said, let him be treated like a publican and a sinner. You see, there is a plan that God has for talking to others and telling them the truth. And he wants us to follow that plan. Sometimes we get it in our mind that, I don't have to tell the truth to them. I can just let them go on in the sin that they're living in. That's not right. We're not supposed to do that. Now, that doesn't mean that we're supposed to be ugly or mean or unkind or something like that. What does it mean? It means that we need to go talk to people. Sit down with them personally and say, now look, I love you and I care about you. And there's some things that you're doing that you shouldn't be doing. And if you take that approach, a lot of times people are going to say, you know what, you're right. You're right. I shouldn't have done that. And I apologize. And guess what? If that's what happens, then great. We're done. We can both go our own way at that point. And that's the ideal situation. But it requires that we tell the truth. James chapter 5 verse 20 says this. Let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. That's a great thing, God is trying to tell us. It's a great thing to talk to others about things that need to be discussed. Save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Why tell the truth? First of all, to have integrity. Second, because love confronts. And third, to have deeper relationships. You know, psychologists have all gotten together and they've put together study after study after study. And you know what their conclusion is? That we all want and desire deeper and more personal relationships. That's what most people want. They want deeper and more personal relationships. And there may be some exceptions to that, but that's generally what people want. Well, we don't get those relationships by lying to one another. Lying does not create deeper and more personal relationships. Lying destroys relationships. several examples of that in the Bible. First of all, in 1 Kings chapter 13, there was a prophet who was sent to prophesy to Jeroboam about the future of his kingdom. And he went and did that job, and God told him, he said, now, when you go, you don't turn to the right hand or the left hand. You don't go into anybody's house to eat. You go in, you prophesy, and you leave, and you don't stop anywhere and eat with anyone and do anything. That's what God told him. Well, after he had done prophesying, he was on his way back home, and an old prophet came up to him, and he said, hey, come back with me and have a meal at my house. And he said, no, I can't do it. And then the old prophet said, oh, but an angel appeared to me, and an angel told me that you can come to my house. It's okay. And then in the text, it says this, 1 Kings 13, verse 18, he was lying to him. He was lying to him. Well, what happened? Well, as a result of his disobeying the Lord, he was punished with death by the Lord. And you see, that destroyed that relationship. It destroys relationship. Lying destroys relationships. Look at the story of Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, who both came before the apostles and lied. And the Bible says, you haven't lied to man, but to the Holy Spirit. Lying destroys relationships. Telling the truth builds relationships. Listen to this verse in Proverbs 27, verse 17. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friends. Do you want to build your relationship? Tell one another the truth. Speak truth to one another. Listen to this. Proverbs 27, verse 9. Ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of a man's friend gives delight by hearty counsel. Hearty counsel, you see. That builds the relationship. That creates deeper and more personal relationships with one another. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24 says, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. How do we stir up love and good works? We've got to tell the truth to each other. And let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29. Grace. Our speech needs to be speech that imparts grace, favor, goodness, sweetness. And we cannot do that if we're not telling the truth. Tell the truth so that we can have deeper and more personal relationships. And then finally, we tell the truth because we know there is forgiveness. We talked about this point a little bit earlier when we were talking about integrity, but we want to reiterate it here. We tell the truth because we know there is forgiveness. And I'm talking about this situation where we need to tell the truth, but we don't want to. That's a hard situation to be in, right? We know we need to tell the truth, but we don't want to. And this works both ways. Forgiveness works both ways. Because not only is the person who needs to be forgiven need to tell the truth, but the person that's listening to the person who needs to tell the truth needs to forgive as well. Right? And if we're doing what God wants us to do, it's never going to be a burden for us to tell the truth. Why? Because there will be forgiveness and there will be a forgiver. And that's important. We've got to have a culture of forgiveness to encourage people to tell the truth. Sometimes we've got to tell the truth about our own sin. And that's hard to do because we're afraid. But when we understand that God and Christ wants us to tell the truth and that our brethren wants to tell the truth because there is forgiveness, that encourages us to do what is right. Confession is not about holding something over another person. That's not what confession is about. And that's the wrong idea. Confession is so that we can be free of the guilt of sin. That's what confession is for. And that's why the Bible says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James chapter 5 and verse 16. We tell the truth so that we can be free, so that we can have forgiveness, so that we can be free of guilt. We can be free of an unrelenting conscience that holds us accountable for our words and our deeds. We tell the truth so that we can have forgiveness. Christ forgives, and we need to be like Christ, and that means that we need to forgive. And we will forgive when we live like Him. Jesus said, if your brother sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you saying, I repent. Now listen to this command that Jesus gives. Here it is. Four words. You shall forgive him. Luke chapter 17 and verse 4. Forgiveness encourages people to tell the truth. Why should we tell the truth? Number one, for integrity. Because we want to be a people that have integrity. And because personally, for me and for you, we should have a measure of self-respect. Why should we tell the truth? Secondly, because love confronts. If we really love one another, we're going to confront those with the truth that need to be confronted. Not because we're trying to be mean or unkind, none of those reasons, but because we love them. Why should we tell the truth? To have deeper personal relationships. We all really want that. And when we tell the truth, we're going to develop that. We will destroy relationships if we lie to one another. And finally, why do we tell the truth? For forgiveness. And you know, folks, especially in our families, we need to be telling the truth for all of these reasons so that we can have deeper personal relationships in our families, so that we can be spiritual in nature. As we mentioned, one day we're all going to stand before that judgment seat of Christ, and everything that we've said and everything that we've done is going to be brought to bear, and we will either have been forgiven for it or we will not. And in large part, that forgiveness will come because we were honest with ourselves and because we told the truth. And if we're not forgiven, it will be because we were not honest with ourselves and we did not tell the truth to ourselves. Now be honest with yourself this morning. Is there something that you need to tell the truth about in your life? Now if it's a sin that's just been committed before God and God alone, then you tell it to God. You confess it to God and God alone. And God will take care of it. If it's a sin that you've committed in front of your brother or sister in Christ, then you need to go to that brother or sister in Christ and you need to say, look, I've sinned. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm going to try better in the future. If it's a sin that you've committed before everyone, then the Bible says you need to bring it before the church and confess it to the church and ask for forgiveness. And if it's forgiven before the church, it's forgiven before everyone. That's what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians, in the book of 2 Corinthians. And so maybe there's someone who needs to tell the truth this morning. I don't know. But whatever your need is, we can help you with that. If you need to tell the truth. Or maybe you need to obey the truth this morning. Stop denying the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and start conforming your life to the life of Jesus. And you do that by, first of all, doing what Jesus said to do, to become a child of God, to hear His word and believe it. Repent of your sins, confess Him as Lord, and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. That's what you've got to do to start that process. And then God's going to begin changing you into the image of His Son, Jesus. You're a new creature after that, a new creation. And you can go forward. And you can tell the truth about your old life at that point. Oh yes, I was once a liar. And, you know, other things. And you can fill in those blanks. But you won't be ashamed to tell the truth anymore. Why? Because you will have been forgiven by Jesus Christ. And you can tell people that. I'm forgiven now, and now I can live for Him each and every day. And maybe that's what you need to do this morning also. So if you have a need today for any of those things, you can come forward now and make it known while together we stand and while we sing this song of invitation.